get you on to America's Radio Newsline. Have a conversation with Jimmy LaSalvia. He's the co-founder of Go Proud. It's a conservative nonprofit representing the LGBT community as well as other right-wing causes. Jimmy, welcome to America's Radio News.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
It's happened once again. CPAC, which is the Conservative Political Action Committee, has, I'm not sure, well, you tell me, did they not invite you, or did they tell you just don't bother showing up?
Well, what happened was, you may be familiar with, over the last 4 years, we have fought a battle to be a co-sponsor of CPAC, and in fact, we were co-sponsors for 2 years, and then there was a leadership change at the organization, and we were kicked out. And a lot of people are outraged that we aren't part of the program this year, especially when conservatives need to reach out to broader demographics, and keeping the gays out isn't a very good precedent to set in that regard.
Two sides of this. First off, let's talk about Go Proud. GOP is in your name, and you guys, but you would concede that just because you're a member of the Republican Party doesn't make you a conservative. Is Go Proud a conservative organization, or is it a Republican organization? Because the two terms can be different.
Right. We're a conservative organization. We represent gay conservatives and straight conservatives, and we have a coalition in our membership of Republicans, independents, and some libertarians who believe in free market policies and that are good for everybody, including gay people.
All right. And then there's the other side of this equation that folks has a lot of folks, and I guess you can count yourselves among them, asking yourselves, look, government really doesn't have any position in the personal lives of people. I mean, the Republican Party and conservatives are yelling at the top of their lungs, get the government out of my life. What does anybody's sexual orientation or personal life have to do with public policy if there are gay members who have a solution to our huge deficit problem, if there are gay Republicans or conservatives that have solutions to other issues facing our country, why not include you?
Well, I would ask the same question, but the reality is, unfortunately, there are some people in the conservative movement and the Republican Party who just don't like gay people, and I admit that. But the vast majority of conservatives understand that conservative policies are better for everybody, and that includes gay people. And, you know, in 2013, gay people are in everybody's family, and so we're part of everybody's family and everybody's circle of friends, and we're conservatives, and we're liberals, and we're middle of the roads, but we make up every segment of society, and we should be a part of policy discussions to offer solutions to the problems facing our country.
All right, let's talk about some of those policy issues now. President Obama coming out yesterday and saying that Armageddon will hit the United States if the sequestration happens. And again, you, if you follow these issues like we do here at America's Radio News, we're not talking about cutting spending here in America. We're talking about cutting the rate of spending, meaning they're still going to spend more money next year than they did this year. They're just not going to be able to spend as much. And the president claims that is utter disaster for the United States. What do you say?
Well, I think most families have to operate on a budget, and the president can start by proposing a budget and getting it passed. There hasn't been a budget passed in Congress in a number of years, and of course there's going to be a mess financially if you don't operate on a budget.
All right. He is Jimmy LaSalvia. He's the co-founder of Go Proud. It's a conservative nonprofit representing the LGBT community, as well as various right-wing causes. They have been not invited. They've been kicked out of the Conservative Political Action Committee this year. Let us know. We've actually reached out to CPAC. Want to get their side of the story as well. Jimmy, thank you for being here on America's Radio News.
Thanks for having me.